After over a decade of prayer, there's finally good news for a jailed pastor in Eritrea. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. That encouraging story in a few moments, but it also comes with a reminder of ways we can pray for a church under fire. And then Christmas in August? Yeah, it's a thing, and it means advancing the gospel in Haiti. But we're going to start today in Eritrea, where Pastor Okpo Michael Haimeno has been wrongfully imprisoned in Eritrea for over a decade. Now we've heard from the Voice of the Martyrs Australia, was recently freed by the Eritrean government. Right now, he needs medical care. The Voice of the Martyrs USA's Todd Nettleton tells us why the release is so significant.
He is a church leader. The leaders are particularly targeted. That's why he was taken into custody, and that's why he's been held so long. We know he has had some physical problems in prison, but we don't know exactly why at this time was he released. Why not a year ago? Why not a year from now? We don't know what the logic behind that is. Eritrea is a country that has gone through a real crackdown against the church since 2002. The government actually closed all of the evangelical churches in Eritrea. And so every Christian activity after that became illegal.
Thousands of other believers like Pastor Haimeno have been jailed in Eritrea for their faith. Pray courage today for all of our Eritrean brothers and sisters suffering persecution. Nettleton offers this prayer.
Lord, give the Christians in Eritrea that kind of courage. Help them to be bold in spite of the risk, in spite of what they know could happen.
Next, the results of Lebanon's parliamentary elections from May have shifted the government. The results give Christians and the Islamic-supported political party Hezbollah more power. So how do believers think this will affect the nation? Triumphant Mercy's Nuna shares.
Some people are saying this is the old same that's going to come. But other people are optimistic about it and just saying we have new faces. There might be a change. And some others are saying, yeah, but there will be even worse. Because Hezbollah is now having more power inside the government, so it's even worse.
Several Christian political parties are actually allies with the Hezbollah group. However, the growth of Hezbollah's power may threaten religious freedoms of Christians, not only in Lebanon, but also throughout the Middle East. Pray the doors of ministry in Lebanon would remain open. Ask God to embolden believers. You're listening to Mission Network News. Not many people will wish you a Merry Christmas within the next couple of weeks, but don't be surprised if one of them happens to be Eva DeHart. That's because For Haiti with Love is having Christmas in August.
We use Christmas in August as the launching pad for a party on Christmas Day to celebrate Jesus' birthday with the poorest of the poor in northern Haiti.
DeHart says the party gives kids a chance to celebrate Christmas and experience the joy of the gospel firsthand. But they need your help to make it happen.
Anybody wanting to share with Christmas this year can do it in the form of donated toys, donated toiletries, or cash, and we'll make sure that it is spent for food or transportation or more toys.
And alcoholism and family needs were rampant in the mountains of Mexico just a couple weeks ago. And Jim Loker of Audio Scripture Ministries thinks he knows why.
A big reason for all of that mess, all of that darkness was because the Mixteco scriptures, this language where they speak Mixteco, the Mixteco scriptures have not been accessible to the people for many, many years. And that, it wasn't until recently that the scriptures became accessible to the people.
That's why Audio Scripture Ministries collaborated with a Michigan church to send a team into the mountains to distribute audio Bibles.
We shared the gospel. We saw many families come to Christ. We showed the people how to use the Bible. And then we prayed for their family needs, not only their spiritual needs, but their physical needs.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.